This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. Hallelujah. God has a word for you today, a word that's going to bring you peace, a word that's going to bring you blessing, and a word that's going to bring you healing. And that word, Anthony's going to share it right now.
Today we want to start by telling you about Lucy. Lucy was a 14-year-old girl who had come near Salem to explore the witch stuff and the occult. And she was walking down the street with thousands of people by herself. And as she was walking down the streets of Salem, first she heard the praises of God. She heard praise and worship from the distance. And as she got closer and closer, she heard the love of Jesus being proclaimed by Father Tom. And as Father Tom preached the gospel and told her she was loved with an everlasting love, that she was chosen, that today could be the day she goes from death to life and receives the gift of heaven, she was stopped, frozen by the Holy Spirit. She was gazing upon me and Father, really Father, with amazement, with love, this message of God, this truth she's never heard her whole life. And Lucy stood and listened to the truth of Jesus' love for 5 or 10 minutes. And then as we called her over to pray for her, she had tears in her eyes, the love of God filled her heart. And on the streets of Salem, she made the decision to give her life to the Lord Jesus Christ, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and to be regenerated in the power of God. Now, it only took one person to come into agreement and preach the love of Jesus. There are many Lucys out in the world today, and they are waiting. They are waiting to hear about the love of God through you.
Yes, many Lucys. And you know what? They won't let you know that they want to hear it. As a matter of fact, they might even shield you. But in their innermost being, they're saying, tell me something that will give me life. Tell me something that will give me life. And so, if you want life, you turn to Jesus, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what the church needs to do. Every day, tell people something that gives them life. And that life comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you never get tired of preaching Jesus because he's infinite. And even though you said these things last week, saying them again will touch people's hearts. It's so important to proclaim Jesus. I tell you, when I was ordained in 1979, I said, I will proclaim Jesus every day by God's grace. I will not proclaim the church. I will not proclaim my life. I will proclaim Jesus, who died for us, who was buried for us, who rose from the dead for us, and who pours out the Holy Ghost upon us.
And maybe you're not called to have a pulpit, to preach on the street, to preach in the church, on the radio, but you're called to witness to Christ everywhere you go. Yesterday, me, Father, and Alexander, we were at Texas Roadhouse for dinner. And we had a waitress, Maria del Pilar, named after the apparition of the Blessed Mother in Spain. And Father, what did you do with Maria?
We prayed with her. We told her about the love of God. She was so beautiful. So beautiful. And you know what? She needed to hear it. We all needed to hear it. Everyone needs to hear they are loved with an everlasting love. Like someone just snapped on the radio and they're hearing they are loved with an everlasting love. But it's real. It's real. Jesus is real. And his love is for you today. No matter what you've done. Oh, you haven't been to church in years and years and years. Well, no matter what, he loves you. He is in love with you. He has plans for your life. Oh, I know you feel guilt. Throw that guilt to the cross. Confess your sins. Go to confession. Get rid of the garbage. Leave the confessional free as a bird. Get it all out. Get it all out. So that you would be free. I tell you, no matter what I hear, I've done it too. I've done it too. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's time to go to confession and be renewed.
Because we need to sacrifice for the Lord. See, joy comes through sacrifice. People who are filled with joy are the Christians who live a sacrificial life for Christ. Without sacrifice, there can be no joy, because that means we are living for ourselves or we're living for pleasure. See, everything we do, we either do it for Christ or we do it for ourselves. And I can do good and holy things, but I can do them not for the glory of God, but I can do them for myself. Jesus warns about this. Don't watch. He warns about the intentions of the heart of why we do things. But Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you need to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. What do we need to deny ourselves of our own will, that when the Lord tells us to do something, we do it? The Lord isn't looking, he's looking for sacrifice and obedience. He's looking for submission to him. You know, why do people not want to be Catholic? Most people, we think it's because of doctrine. It's not. It's because of submission. The human heart does not want to submit to, first to Christ, and then it doesn't want to submit to a church. And then even as I'm in the church, do I want to be a monk? It's hard. But the monks, they need to submit to their superior. See, the higher you go in the spiritual realm, the more God is calling you into submission. It's a very humbling sin to confess your sins to another sinner. See, it gives you the grace of humility, whether you want it or you don't want it. Because for me to get on my knees and to confess my sins to another sinner, that is bringing me to a place of total humility and total docility. But as I walk out of the confessional, I'm free to do the works of God. Because when we don't confess our sins to another person, that sin has weight, and we're carrying the weight of that sin. See, why do people who commit crimes, when they're finally caught, maybe murders, bank robbery, they'll just confess everything to the police? Because the weight of that sin is weighing them down. And as soon as they confess it, it's like the weight of the world is off their shoulder. Now, they still have the punishment of that sin. But if we do not confess our sins, we carry that weight of the sin. You don't need to carry that weight. Confess your sins. Go to confession. Maybe you're not Catholic. Go confess your sins to your pastor. But confess them and watch how you feel after.
Liberation is what happens when we confess our sins. Liberation. We're set free. And you know what? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So as I confess my sin to a priest, he has sinned too. Oh, I know. Once I went to confession and the priest said, you should have known better. I said to him, Father, that's why I'm here. I didn't know better. That was no answer to me. I needed to hear. God brought you here to bring you mercy. But he said you should have known better. No, no. No, no. That's not a response to give to a penitent. That's not good. Of course I should have known better. But I didn't. I fell into it. And I needed forgiveness. I needed forgiveness. And I got it. But you should have known better. No, I would never tell a penitent that. Never, never, never. We are all sinners saved by grace. Yeah. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Jesus said, who sins you forgive are forgiven. Who sins you retained are retained. Like, I'm not trying to earn my way to heaven by preaching. I'm not trying to earn my way to heaven by confessing my sins. I know heaven is a grace and it's a gift from God. But going to preach, going to pray, going to confession, it's disposing me to receive the fullness of what God has for me. It's a response of love from the Lord Jesus Christ, that he fills me with his love. How can I not go and release the kingdom of God? You know, for me, life, it's funny because people are like, well, what church can I send someone to that I met on the street? I was like, well, the Catholic Church, but they don't want to go to the Catholic Church. I'm like, well, I don't know how to decide which church is appropriate, you know, if it's not the Catholic Church. There's 30,000 churches all teaching a little different things. I just, you know, it's hard as a Catholic man or woman because everyone's against you. You're not going to be more persecuted than being a Catholic because that's the Church of Jesus Christ that he founded. The hardest thing I have in Salem sometimes are the wolves in sheep clothing of all the churches. You know, the church next to us, it has St. Andrew's, it has ghost tours and gay pride flags hanging. The one by the door, they have protect trans kids. The church down the street, it has Black Lives Matter. And then they got the little Catholic church, and there's the women, one woman praying the rosary in Spanish, the other one praying it in Polish, gazing upon Jesus in adoration. But the only thing all these churches have in common is that they all agree the Catholic Church is wrong. They all agree the Catholic Church, as a Catholic man, I'm not saved. And, you know, we just want to speak the truth in love. But, you know, the Satanists are down the street. They're laughing because they're all coming to the Catholic Church to get Jesus in the Eucharist, to desecrate Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Satanists know, but the whole point is that God has given us areas that we can go to confession, that we can receive Jesus in the Eucharist, that allows us to live in the fullness of what he's had for us. I cannot live without the Eucharist. I cannot live without Christ. See, it's so funny. When I'm preaching to sinners, I'm preaching grace through faith and bringing them into the heart of Jesus Christ. I love revealing the Father's heart. I love being in the streets and preaching to sinners. Then when I get on the Holy Spirit, when I get on the radio, the Holy Spirit calls me to preach, to lift us higher in the faith, to preach the truth as a Catholic man of the Catholic faith. But my heart is really to lead people into the Father's arms. But you know what? I got to say what the Holy Spirit's calling me to say.
And that's very easy. In every situation, no matter what the situation is, it is to give people the blessing of the Lord Jesus. If I don't preach to them, I can say before they leave, can I bless you? You know, I'm going to tell you, I've said that to so many people. Not one person said no. Not one person said no. Can I bless you? And I do. Like, I just had a whole group of people here from another state. One of the young women comes to our church. She's a lovely woman, loves Christ Jesus. She brought her whole family here. And what do you think we did? We prayed. Oh, I was introduced to them. And then we prayed for the blessing of God to be upon them. That's what you do. You see, when I was first ordained, there is a tradition of the new priest to give out blessings. Well, I'm not a new priest, but I give out blessings. I give out blessings. I've often said when I'm retired and nobody wants me, I'm going to the children's hospital near the garage, and I'm going to have a big hat on my head so I won't get sunburned, and I'll be in a chair with the big sign that says, I give blessings. I tell you, if anyone needed blessings, it's at the children's hospital when mothers and fathers are going to give their children over to doctors who are very sick. I give blessings. What a wonderful thing that would be.
Yes, we're all one big family in Christ. And when you ask people, can I pray for you? A lot of times they'll say no. But when you say, can I bless you? For some reason, they'll take the blessing. They won't take the prayer, but they'll always take a blessing. I don't know. It's a mystery of the Spirit. But if you want to pray for someone, just ask them, can I bless you today? And they'll always say yes.
Yes, and that's what we're called to be. We're called to be a blessing. Oh, I blessed people way before I was a priest. Way before I was a priest. Anthony blesses people all the time. You're called to be a blessing, to bless people. But if you've never done it, start today. Ask Jesus, send me one person that I can bless. Just one person. After they tell me their troubles, I'll ask them, can I bless you today? And they'll say, well, yeah, I think so. Just close your eyes, and I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
And so I say, Lord Jesus, bless this person. Fill this person with the presence of God. Let her know she is loved with an everlasting love.
You can tell them that God has a gift for you today. Would you like to receive it? And you can just lay hands. See, you need to have wisdom in how to speak to people so they can be receive things. Like there's some people in the Catholic Church, God bless the church, they don't think that only priests can preach. So fine. I don't say I'm going out there to preach. I say I'm going out there to witness to the love of Christ.
Amen.
Right? So however someone needs to hear it, you speak the truth in love. You don't lie. But you have wisdom. St. Paul said, I've become all things to all people. Right? And Jesus, through you, knows the words and the way to give those people the words that they need to hear. Because Jesus, you want to partner with the Spirit of Wisdom. There's a Spirit of Wisdom. It goes around the throne of God, and it wants to partner with you and wants to put the wisdom of God within you. Wisdom is the ability to see things as God sees them. See, it's like you're in traffic and you see no way out, but Jesus is in a helicopter and he sees every escape route. As we begin to see the world as the Lord Jesus sees the world, we live in freedom and we live in divine union with Christ, where we're leading everyone into the kingdom. Father, I remember what we wanted to preach about yesterday. You said, I don't want to only preach the gospel, I want to live the gospel.
Oh, yes, because if I don't live it, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. I'm not telling you I live it perfectly. Oh, no, I don't live it perfectly. I want to live it perfectly. I fall short so many times. But you know what? Whenever I go to God and confess my sins to Jesus Christ and to the church, I get forgiveness. I get assurance of being forgiven. Oh, it's such a wonderful sacrament. Jesus said it to the apostles, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. One person says, I only confess my sins to God. Well, tell Jesus he made a mistake, because he said to the apostles, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. And he said to the church, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. You see, when people come to confession, to me, I stand in the place of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unworthy as I am, I stand in the place of Jesus. And what is my motive? To bring them Christ in the heart of Jesus to live there with forgiveness and mercy. And attention that Christ has, their attention, and he loves them so much.
Because Christ uses vessels. That's how he works. Christ lives and dwells in all of us. He uses vessels. Jesus could have just popped on this earth, but he used a vessel of our Blessed Mother to come. Jesus could just appear in the Eucharist, but he uses a priest in the Mass. Jesus uses vessels to confess your sins. If you don't confess your sins to another person, the weight of that sin is going to crush you. It's going to crush you. You know, people commit murders. They get into the interrogation room and they just confess everything they do. Why? Because they can't carry the weight of that sin. They need to confess it. They rather go to jail because it is just eating them alive. The only sin we don't confess is the sin we want to hide. But what we bring to the light becomes light. You know, and God wants you to be free to do his works. Like, maybe you don't think you don't sin. After I was preaching, in my heart, I realized I was judging people. In my heart, there was one guy I was just kind of aggressive with because he was whatever. Like, as a Catholic, you're going to be a man, right? Like, God makes you a man. And being a man doesn't mean, but sometimes when you see things that, like, aren't appropriate, you're going to respond in a masculine way to it, but it's not always the best. So as I fall in little sins, I confess them because, you know, I confess them. Like if a man's yelling at a woman, you're gonna stop it. And, you know, there's charitable ways to do things and there's better ways to do things. But here's the thing. God, I know that I need to confess my sins because I know that even the littlest sins, that's gonna open the door for the enemy to have grounds to attack me, and it's gonna prevent me from being as effective as God wants me to be. And I need to humble myself and confess them. And as I confess them, I become free. And the more you start with the big sins, but then though they root, the confession heals you and it roots out the cause of that sin, right? And then you get to the sins of the heart, the sins of the mind. And this is a path to holiness, right? God has given us a path to holiness. In a lot of places, like God gives someone like Catherine Kuhlman an extraordinary grace, right? Where God just chooses that person, that minister of the Lord, and he lifts them to the height of holiness. Now, for the normal person who isn't just chosen like that for God, what path do we have for holiness? Like, I cannot live without confession. I cannot live one day without the Eucharist. You know, I love preachers, but at some point, I need a direct relationship for God. And this is going to offend people, but for me, the Bible isn't enough. See, the Word of God, that's the breathed Word of God. Every word is true. But the Word of God without the Eucharist and the sacraments, it's not enough for me. I need to receive Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. I need to confess and be forgiven of my sins. I need the intercession of the saints, the rosary, the intercession of our Blessed Mother. Yes, I need a mother. I need my mother to help me to love Jesus in a more perfect way. I need in the Catholic Church, you can go and be with the crazy charismatics with Father Tom. But I need the other side. I need the contemplative side to go learn from the wisdom of the monks, Amen. To go sit in adoration by the Blessed Sacrament. See, having a little church in the corner of my city, it's not enough for me. Because if I go to another state or another country, I need to be able to go and see Jesus in the Eucharist, see Jesus in the sacrament, to celebrate Mass, that anywhere I go, that the Catholic Church That is the only church that's expansive enough to be able to fill my spirit, to fill my soul with everything I need. You know, it is a great, great grace for you. And we all got to be careful, because we all end up becoming what we despise. See, I don't want to serve the Pope. I want to be the Pope. And the reason why many people can't come to the church that Jesus Christ divinely established, it's not doctrine, it's submission. We don't want to submit to the church. But you know what submission brings you? Total freedom. It's like I'm on a cliff, but the church puts a fence around that cliff so I can run and be free. I don't have to worry that if my pastor misses it, I'm going to fall into lies.
And so, the Lord Jesus gave us a church. And he said, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. The greatest awesome things have happened in the confessional. Miracles, salvation, healing, blessings. We just need to go and confess our sins and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Surrender today, avoid the rush tomorrow. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.